بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim nation from whatever he feared for this nation. We continue in telling our history from the beginning. We have gone over the beginning of the creation. Then we talked about Adam being the first prophet and messenger of Allah and the first human. Then we mentioned many prophets, some of whom are mentioned by name in the Quran, 24 of them, and some of whom were mentioned in the Sunnah, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not in the Quran. And also we mentioned some prophets, some people whom the scholars identified as being prophets. And the last prophets that we talked about were Prophet Zachariah and his son Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. Today, inshallah, we will be talking about another great prophet and messenger of Allah, one of the best five messengers of Allah, namely Prophet Isa, Jesus, alayhi salatu wassalam. So the author, may Allah have mercy on her, said, chapter 28, Prophet Jesus, Isa, blessings and peace be upon him. Prophet Jesus, Isa, is cited in Al-Quran many times. Jesus or Isa is cited in the Quran many times. He is the son of Maryam or Mary, who is the daughter of Imran. So Jesus is the son of Mary, who is the daughter of Imran, from the children of Israel. So Isa, the son of Maryam, who was the daughter of Imran, an Israelite. And this Imran is different from Imran, the father of Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Moses, his father's name was Imran. The father's name, the name of Maryam's father, is also Imran. And these are two different Imrans, not the same ones. The name of Mary's mother, so we know that Imran is the name of Mary's father. The name of her mother was Hannah or Hamnah. Either Hannah with a noon with a shadda, or Hamna, Hamim noon, and then ta marbuta. In English, they call her Ann, A-N-N-E. Once this Hannah, Mary's mother, saw a bird feeding its children, she longed for a baby herself. So she asked Allah, God, to give her a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled her request. So she supplicated, requested that Allah give her a child, and Allah fulfilled her request. And when she felt her pregnancy, she said, O Lord, I vow that whoever is in my womb be dedicated as a servant in the holy house, worshipping you. So she said, O Lord, I vow, means I commit myself, that whoever is in my womb, so referring to her unborn child, be dedicated as a servant in the holy house, worshipping you. So it means I will make my child who will be born a servant to take care of the holy house, and this child, he would be worshipping you. And of course, she said that this Hannah, or Mary's mother, had thought that the child would be a boy, and that's why she said, I could just vow to have him become a servant in the future of the holy house. But when she delivered, she saw that the baby was a girl. Hannah named this baby girl Mary, or Maryam. And she, again, supplicated, asked Allah to protect her baby, her girl, and the children of her baby, the children of her girl, Maryam, to protect her and her children from the devil, as mentioned in Al-Quran. Now, Mary grew up in a pious manner, as mentioned previously, and when we talked about Prophet Zechariah, people competed to become sponsors of Maryam, and Zechariah being the husband of her sister became the custodian after they threw their pens and his pen floated. So he became the custodian of Mary, Prophet Zechariah alayhi salam. From him, Maryam, learned the rules of Islam. It means he was educating her as she was growing about her religion, Islam. And you already know, we mentioned this many times, that all the prophets of Allah came with one religion, the religion of Islam. All the prophets, starting with Adam and ending with Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, passing by Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, all of them came with one belief, that Allah is the only God who deserves to be worshipped. No one is God but Allah. But they had different rules with time, but the belief was the same. So they all came with one religion called Islam. So Moses did not come with Judaism, and Jesus did not come with Christianity. They came with Islam, as mentioned in Al-Quran. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ The only accepted religion by Allah is Islam. So Zechariah was teaching Lady Mary. He was taking care of her. He was teaching her the rules of religion. And Mary herself, Maryam, endeavored in performing the acts of obedience until she became the best woman in the world. She became the best woman ever lived. And of course, the status of Maryam, we're going to talk about it later, is set for her by Allah. Allah is the one who set this highest rank among women for this lady, Mary, alayha salam. Before attaining the age of 14, she was already a highly pious woman. Before she became 14 years old, Lady Maryam was already a highly pious woman, a waliya, alayha salam. One of the great scholars of Islam named Ibn Jarir and other scholars narrated the following. They said, one day, Maryam ran out of water. So she asked her cousin, whose name was Joseph, Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, Jacob, the son of Mathan, to go with her to fetch water. This Joseph is different from Joseph, the prophet that we talked about many, many classes before. Although his father's name is Yaqub, Jacob, just like the other Joseph, the prophet, this cousin of Maryam, the father of Jacob is not Isaac, Ishaq, is Mathan. So it's a different, two different Josephs. That's why it's important, this lineage, the science of lineage, is important to know. This way we can differentiate between people who may carry the same names. So this cousin, Joseph, Mary told him, I'm going to get some water, come with me. And you know, of course, in the past, they didn't have running water just like we have nowadays. They would have to go somewhere outside their house, so to a distance where there will be a well of water, and then they have to pick the water out of the well. So a girl to go, you know, by herself may be safe relatively, but it's better if someone goes with her. So this cousin of Maryam's, Joseph, was a carpenter. So he is known as Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf al-Najjar. He said to her, I have what is sufficient for me for tomorrow. So he told her, I don't need to get water, so I have what I need for tomorrow. So he declined to go with her. And consequently, Mary went by herself to fetch some water. Now, why did Maryam ask her cousin, other than her being her cousin? She liked him because he was a God-fearing young man, and just like herself, of course. And she was neither married to him, nor did she take him as people say, boyfriend, because people nowadays may think, oh, she told this man to come with her, means somehow they have a date, or they are, you know, like each other, or they're attracted to each other. She did not do that, because she wanted to be safe, and he was a righteous man, so that's why she asked him, other than being her cousin. Now, at the water, so Maryam went to a place where the water is. At the water, Maryam found a man there. She feared him because there was no other one there. So she was by herself with this man. So she didn't know what to expect that this man would do to her. So she was scared. She feared him. And being a righteous woman, she wanted protection. And the first thing came to her mind is to ask Allah for protection. Okay? So she said, أَوْنِي أَعُودُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. So she told him he was good-looking, in a man, and she told him, I ask refuge with Ar-Rahman, with Allah, from you, means from your harm, if you fear Allah. Means if you fear Allah, you would not hurt me. I'm asking Allah to protect me from you. So if you fear Allah, you would not approach me. And this good-looking man happened to be Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And he told her, means he told her, of course, not to be afraid. He said, I am one of God's angels. God sent me to give you a good child. Allah sent me to give you a good child. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. And as we mentioned, we don't always quote the Quran or the Hadith, just to be short. The author said, Lady Mary is pregnant with a blessed fatherless child. So Maryam said, how would I bear a child? I have not been touched by a man, and I have never been a prostitute. So, وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا, as mentioned in Al-Quran. Jibreel told her that this matter, means giving you a child, was ordained by Allah. Allah will eternally to grant you a child. And this matter, means giving you a child without having intercourse with a man, this is an easy matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something which is hard for Allah to do. And of course, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe from nothing. First, Allah created the original water. And then from that original water, Allah created Al-Arsh. And other things were created also from that on. So there are creations that came directly from that original water, and there were creations that came indirectly from the original water. So Allah created that water, which is the origin of the whole universe, from nothing. Then when He created the first human, Adam, he did not have a father or a mother. He created Eve from the rib of Adam, and she did not come from delivery. She did not have a father or a mother. And both Adam and Eve were, you know, created as adults. They were not created as children and grew up. All by the will and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave Adam offspring, so there were children coming from both Adam and Eve, Adam wa Hawa. So Adam himself came from no parents. Eve had no parents. Their children had two parents. So the one who had the power to create the first humans from no parents has the power to create Jesus from one parent. To us, as humans, we say, oh, having one parent is easier than having no parents. This is because we measure things, you know, with our own experience as humans. We have something harder for us than other things. There are things that are easier for us than other things. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is as easy. Nothing is more difficult or easier to Allah than other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the perfect attribute. He has the power to do whatever He will. He has power over everything. That's why it doesn't make sense to worship Jesus just on the premise that He was born differently from other people. Because if that was the basis to worship Jesus, then Adam, who had no parents, would be more worthy of being worshipped. Because Jesus had one parent, Adam did not have any. So Adam came more strangely to us than Jesus. But the truth of the matter is that Adam and Jesus both are creations of Allah. They do not deserve to be worshipped. The only one who deserves to be worshipped is their creator, and the creator of everyone else or everything else, Allah Azza wa Jal. So when Maryam was given this good news that Allah had willed for her to bear a child, She, at her first response is that, but I have no husband that slept with me to become pregnant. And if I didn't have a husband, the other way is that I didn't sleep with another man. I wasn't a prostitute. So I didn't commit zina. So how could I have a child if I didn't have a relation with a man, whether within wedlock or out of wedlock? And Sayyidina Jibreel, our master Jibreel, angel Gabriel, told her that this matter has been ordained or preordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said that, when he told her that Allah has willed this to happen, she submitted to the will of Allah. And that's the meaning, the immediate meaning of Islam. Islam is mean submission. And so we submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed for us. رَضِيْنَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. We accept what Allah has willed for us. We don't object to what Allah willed for us. And then Jibreel alayhi salam blew in the collar of Mary's dress. So she had clothes on, and then, you know, there is an opening here, just like this. So he blew in that opening, in the collar of her dress. And when he did that, the soul of Jesus, alayhi salam, went into Mary's mouth, and then into her womb. So the soul of Jesus, the future child, went into the mouth and then down to the womb of Lady Maryam alayhi salam. And this made Maryam pregnant. So when he left her, Jibreel, she was already pregnant, carrying Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. Now, of course, what was the purpose of Mary's, you know, trip there? To get water. So she filled her container with water and came back, went back home. Now, her cousin Joseph, the carpenter, the one who declined to go with her because he had enough water, was among the most worshipful people of that time. And as we said, he's different from Prophet Yusuf, the son of Yaqub, that we talked about before. As they passed, this Joseph, her cousin, saw the signs of pregnancy on Mary. And certainly he saw that this was a very serious matter. To see a woman pregnant, okay, if she is married, you say, okay, she's married. But if she's not married and she's pregnant, because he is her cousin, so he knows about her life. So he knows that she wasn't married, but he saw those signs of pregnancy. So he was astonished. Nowadays, the girls just go and get pregnant as if it's nothing. They're just 12 years old, 13 years old, middle schoolers, high schoolers, and they don't care about it, just as if they didn't do anything. If somebody marries them, they make a big deal about it. They're too young to get married. But if they get zina, fornication, people don't say anything about it. Subhanallah, the standards of people are backwards. Anyway, so he did not know how to explicate or how to justify her situation. When he thought to accuse her of fornication, because she's not married, so how could she have become pregnant? When the thought came to his mind, it occurred to him that looks like she fornicated and became pregnant, he would remember how pious she was. He would remember how God-fearing Mary was. So this would what? They would just tell him, no, don't. She would not be a fornicator. Yet, when he wants to say, okay, she is innocent of having a relation with a man, he sees her belly getting bigger, so she's getting pregnant. So then the other idea may come to him. So he was between two things, that she is pious, so she could not have committed zina, but now here she comes, she is pregnant, but without having a husband. So those things were coming to his mind, and then he did the right thing. You know, when you see some of your fellow Muslims, and you say, why are they doing that? And the right thing to do is, if you want to pursue the... First, you think well of them, of the Muslim. But if you want to pursue it, you pursue it with the person of, himself. You don't go behind their back and start talking about them, gossiping, ghibah, and so on, and saying, oh, they did that, they did that. He did the right thing. He said, I'm going to talk to her immediately, in person. So Joseph went to her, and he said, I want to talk to you. He said, thoughts came to me, they come to me about you. I have been fighting and rejecting them. However, I have reached the point that I am overwhelmed by these thoughts. They are just coming too much for me. And this is why I wanted to talk to you. So Maryam said, ask, but in a kind way that does not harm me. So you want to ask? Ask, but don't be rough with me. Just ask in a gentle way. So he told her, tell me, he was addressing her, tell me, will plants grow without seeds? He said, will plants grow without seeds? Maryam said, yes. Then he asked, will trees grow without rain? Mary said, yes. Then he asked her, will there be a child without a male? Maryam said, yes. Do you not know that God made the plants emerge without seeds the day He created them the first time? You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe in 6 days, isn't it? Adam was the last kind of creation on Friday. But before Allah created Adam, He created the angels, He created jinn, He created the mountains, the sun, the moon, angels. He created all the other creations. So among the creations that were placed on earth are those trees and plants. When they were created first time, there were no seeds. We do not ask the stupid question, was the egg or the chicken first? We know that the chicken was first. Allah created the chicken first, with the male and the female. So it's a result for us. We don't get, worried about it. So she told him, don't you know that Allah made these plants emerge, come out without seeds the day He created them the first time? Do you not know that God created the trees for the first time without rain? They came out and they were not irrigated and, grew. Allah made them up, grown. Do you not know that God created both Adam and Eve without a male or a female? Joseph answered to all of these, yes, this is true. That's what he knows. So when Maryam told him these things, Joseph, her cousin, felt in his heart that her pregnancy was something unusual, given to her from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt now sure of her innocence from any sins, that she was not a fornicator. Now, it is narrated that both Prophet Zechariah and Joseph, both of them, were falsely accused of making Mary or Maryam pregnant. It is also narrated that Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, and her sister Mary had their pregnancies at the same time, with one delivering Yahya. Elizabeth delivered Yahya 6 months before Maryam delivered Jesus. So these are two cousins. Prophet Yahya was born 6 months before Prophet Jesus, alayhim as-salam. Now you know that in other books, they claim that, you know, Mary slept with Joseph the carpenter. And because Zachariah was the sponsor of Maryam, so they also claim that he is the one who impregnated her. So all of these are fabrications against, you know, Zachariah and Joseph, and of course against Mary herself. Now, the length of Maryam's pregnancy is a case of difference in opinion. It means our scholars, they may mention different amount of time as the time of pregnancy with Jesus by Mary. Some of them said it was regularly 9 months long. Others said it was 8. But the minimum that is mentioned was 6 months. So when Maryam felt the pains of delivery, she got pregnant, and then now she's about to deliver in labor. She went to an area which is east of Al-Quds, of Jerusalem, east of Jerusalem. And all of what I'm telling you is mentioned in Al-Quran in one way or another. So I may mention some verses, I may not. So she started her delivery while being under the branch of a palm tree in an area called Beit Lahm in Palestine. And I guess in English you call it Bethlehem. Okay. So Maryam said, when she got the pains of labor, I wish I had died before this. Ya laytani mittu qabla hadha wa kuntu nasiyan mansiya. In the Quran, in the surah that is named after Maryam. And of course, why did she say that? Because she got pregnant without having marriage, and she knew what the reaction of the people, of her own people, would be concerning this matter. So she said, I wish I had died and not a trace of me would have been seen. I wish I had died and no trace of mine, of me, would have been seen. And then when this happened, Angel Jibreel came to her and called her from the lower end of the mountain, saying, do not feel sad. God made a small river, like a stream, run underneath you. Shake the palm tree trunk, and dates will fall down to you. Now that palm tree did not bear fruit. Yet when Maryam shook it, it shook its trunk, it turned green, and dates grew on it, and then she could get some of those dates from the tree. So Angel Jibreel told her, eat, drink, and delight yourself. And is this mentioned in Al-Quran, as we said. Then Prophet Jesus was born. As a special endowment from Allah, Satan, al-Shaytan, Iblis, was not present at the birth of Jesus, alayhi salam, and did not prick him. Many times, devils prick humans at birth, making the baby cry. So when Jesus was born, Satan was not there. So Jesus was not pricked. After 40 days, Maryam came to her people carrying her baby, her son, after 40 days of delivery. When the people saw Maryam carrying the baby, they exclaimed, say, O Mary, ya Maryam, you have committed an enormous sin. they mean the fornication. They told her, O sister of Harun. And Ya Ukhta Harun in Al-Quran. And this meant that Maryam had been known to be like a pious man called Harun, Aaron. So Ya Ukhta Harun, يعني Ya Shabihata Harun, means, oh, the one who is like Harun in piety. Means we know that you're pious, like this man Harun, so they called her like that. They said, your father was not an evil man. ما كان أبوك امرأة سوء. And nor was your mother a prostitute. وما كانت أمك بغية. So how did you do this? So your father was not an evil man and your mom was not a prostitute. So where did you pick up this son from? Where did you pick up this, according to them, this foul behavior? Maryam, alayha salam, responded, as ordered, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered me, I have vowed not to talk to any human today. I have vowed not to talk to any human today. Because Angel Jibreel told her that when she was pregnant, to say that. So she was allowed to inform people that she has made a vow not to talk to people. And then she was quiet. Clear? Because someone may tell you, if she has vowed not to talk, why did she say those statements? So she was allowed to say that statement, that to let people know that she had a vow not to talk to people, so that they know about it. And then she would do something else. So when they still wanted to talk to her, means they were not satisfied with her answer. They wanted to push her to say more. She pointed at the baby, indicating to them to talk to the baby. Means if you want to know about it, just talk to my baby. Of course they were angered, because they're talking to her, and then she said, look, talk to this baby who's 40 days old. So they were angered. They thought that she's making fun of them. They said, how do we talk to one who is still in the cradle? They thought, as we said, she was mocking them. When they finished saying that statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the son, that boy who was in the cradle, named Isa or Jesus, to speak. So baby Jesus said, I am the slave of God. Inni abdullah. God will reveal a book to me. Atani al-kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. And make me a prophet. So Allah will reveal a book to me and will make me, means in the future when I become a man, He will make me a prophet. There are blessings wherever I am. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. God will order me with prayer. وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And zakah. So God will order me with prayers and zakah as long as I am alive. So وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. So he addressed these people that the first thing he said, I'm the slave of God. Inni Abdullah. And then he pointed out to them that in the future, he will become a prophet chosen by Allah, and Allah will bring, you know, will send down a book with him. And that among the things they will be ordered to do was to pray, to fulfill zakah, and as long as he lived. So that declaration that he was the slave of God is a proof, very strong proof, that Jesus is not God, nor he was or is the Son of God. Now, let's mention something here. When Jesus alayhi salam said, "Inni abdullah," I am the slave of Allah, of God. What does a slave usually do? The slave submits to his master, obeys the orders of his master, and of course is taken care of by his master. But God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything, he did not need anyone, he does not need anyone, he will not need anyone or anything. He is free of needing anything else. So, when people say that Jesus is Son of God, it does not make sense, because the child would be of the same kind as the parent. If the parent is a human, the child will be human. If the parent is a dog, the child will be a dog. So the child would be of the same type as the parent. So if we know that, and they agree with us, that Jesus was a human, and then they're saying that God is a human, and the humans started at some point in time, so they had a beginning, hence they are liable to come to an end. And we know God, the creator of everything, is not liable to come to an end, because he was the eternal and he is the everlasting one. So the sound mind does not accept that Jesus or anyone else would be a child of God. You hear people say, we are all children of God. We are not children of God. We are his creation. We are his slaves. Did Jesus worship God? So how could be worshiping himself? Subhanallah. At the beginning, they wanted to punish her because they thought of her as a fornicator. But then, when they saw her baby with her and they saw the various things, they refrained from that. Now Jesus spoke when he was in the cradle and he said those very precious words. Now, after that event, which is extraordinary for a child to speak in the cradle, to speak, Jesus did not speak until he reached the age when normally children speak. So he spoke at that one time, and then he grew up as a regular baby who did not speak. Then when the age at which people normally speak, those children normally speak, he started speaking as a normal child. Then one day, Maryam took Jesus, her son, to Egypt. They stayed there for a period of time. Then they came back to Asham, to an area called, a city called Nazareth, or An-Nasira in Palestine. And according to one saying of the scholars, the followers of Isa called Nasara in relation to this city called An-Nasira. That's one saying, one meaning of Nasara. Now, as alluded to previously, it is not reported by trustworthy sources that Mary married her cousin Joseph. It means people say she married him, but there is no confirmed narration that says that. This is the Christian story, and it's not reliable. The reliable report, what is confirmed, is Mary never married until her death. Lady Maryam did not marry anyone until she died. Some scholars of Islam say, some of them say, that she will be married to a prophet in paradise. Now, Maryam, alayha salam, was the best of all the Muslim women. It is blasphemy to refer to her as the mother of God. And you know the Christians do that. Obviously, God does not have a mother or a father. Okay, I'll stop here, inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim.